Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, Podcast Health, of course. That's the real station, podcasthealth.com. And, of course, any place you download us from, thank you for doing that. Today's episode is 1262A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you, and a lot of news this week. Of course, we're brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Trubiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. That Dye Rescue probably going to get used a lot. Stock up, because when all the people on Medicare and Medicaid get to be able to use it for $50 a month on Medicare and no copay on Medicaid, and by the way, that's one of the stories we'll talk about this week, when they get to use it, that Dye Rescue will come in handy as it decreases the side effects by at least 60% based on the available data. That's Dye Rescue. It's sold for pediatric diarrhea and constipation, but works for nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, and some of the other symptoms that are common with the GLP-1s, Mounjaro, Zepbound, Ozempic, and Wegovy, otherwise known as tirzepatide and semaglutide. So those will be big. And that's the first story of the week. But the other sponsor is 4Youngevity.com. Go to that website, 4Youngevity.com. You'll enjoy it. I believe, at least, it's available to try for free at 4Youngevity.com. The key point in this week was that most favored nation treaty that Dr. Oz negotiated with Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. Those drugs will be $50 a month for Medicare recipients. The Medicare provider will pay $150, of which they'll get $50 back. And for the, no matter what the dose is, and for Medicaid, it will be free, cost $150 to Medicaid. And you say, well, that'll bankrupt Medicaid. No, for the first couple of years, the government will be supporting an awful lot. The federal government will support an awful lot of that. And after that, they figure in 2 years, the Congressional Budget Office is that it actually will start saving the state's money by less obesity, less drug usage, less joint pain, less kidney disease, less lung disease, less heart disease, and stroke. That's how good these drugs are, but you got to take them to get the benefit. And that's one of the stories this week. The benefit fades after you're off of them. So you got to stay on it, and you got to do muscle relaxant therapy while you're on it. That's a key point in this whole story, if you will. So don't want you to stop using it if you are using it. It's an important thing to continue to use if you are doing so. Next story is there's a series of stories about vaccines. We want you to get the flu shot because this H3N2 flu looks like it's going to be a doozy. So please do get your flu shot. If you are eligible for one, talk to your doctor about that. And that's with everything on the show. Don't do anything I say without talking to your physician. RSV, unfortunately, the benefit fades after 18 months. So we were hoping that it was going to be like the pneumonia shot. The pneumonia shot, age 50, you get it. Then you'll need another one someplace around age 65 and another one around age 80. So it lasts about 15 years, while the RSV, only a year and a half, unfortunately. The other set of stories that is impressive is that artificial sweeteners that are sugar alcohols, they're hiding them. They're called erythritol, or one of the O-tols. And they say they don't have any sugar in them, but they got the sugar alcohol in them. Well, it turns out the sugar alcohol increases your risk of clotting substantially. If you want to take something with the sugar alcohol, at least my impression is you better take a baby aspirin with it, with a glass of warm water before and after that aspirin as well, because it increases your risk of clotting substantially. We don't know the data on aspirin with it, but it is logical. There is a study now underway to see if aspirin blocks that total effect. We don't know the results of that in test tubes. It does. But we need human data before we recommend anything for sure. Vitamin D, a new meta-analysis. That's the gold standard analysis, looking at all the other studies and analyzing all of them, says it improves blood pressure, decreases LDL cholesterol, and decreases insulin levels, meaning it's very good to get your amount. Since we're in the heat of winter and in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, etc., we don't see the sun much. And the sun is needed to convert inactive to active vitamin D. So please get your supplement vitamin D. Under the age of 50, it's probably 1,000 international units a day. Above 50, before 65, probably 2,000. For us old guys like me, it's probably 5,000. But check with your doctor, have him measure your level, and see what level you should be at. I think that's really the gist of all the studies we want to talk about. The key points are, one, do get the flu shot this year, as H3N2 is bad news. And on weight loss drugs, please continue them. If you're taking an artificial sweetener, make sure you talk to your doc about taking aspirin with it. And that should be daily baby aspirin with half glass of warm water before and after. But check with your doc before you do that. And make sure you check with your doc to make sure you get enough vitamin D. That's 1262A of You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast on Podcast Health, iHeart, or Radio MD, wherever you downloaded this from. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. Those are the top stories of the week. AJ, we thank you for great engineering and especially our sponsors, LifesFirstNaturals.com and ForYoungevity.com. Go to ForYoungevity.com, sign up for their free newsletter, or sign up for the free coaching program. It's on menopause and stress. That's free this month. Thanks very much for downloading us. The other sponsor, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. Thanks very much. See you next week, I hope, on the podcast.